Welcome back to Mac Minutes for episode 78 for Friday, May 28th. Apple releases new macOS Catalina update with battery health management and more. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple releasing an update on Tuesday, May 25th, to macOS Catalina 10.15.5 with a major update to the Mac operating system. The most significant feature of this update is the battery health management, which was revealed to developers back in April. This feature adjusts the MacBook's battery charging so that it doesn't reach full capacity, thereby extending the overall life of the battery. Charging lithium-based batteries to 100% can cause wear and tear, which shortens the battery life. Here's how Apple defines their new feature. The battery health management feature in macOS 10.15.5 is designed to improve your battery's lifespan by reducing the rate at which it chemically ages. The feature does this by monitoring your battery's temperature history and its changing patterns. Based on the measurements that it collects, battery health management may reduce your battery's maximum charge when in this mode. This happens as needed to ensure that your battery charges to a level that's optimized for your usage, reducing wear on the battery and showing its chemical aging, ended Apple. The Energy Saver Control Panel gains a new, simple dialog box that allows users to toggle the feature on and off. When turned on, the MacBook will detect if and when it spends most of the time on a charger, then charge only as necessary. You may notice a lower maximum battery life when using the battery health management setting, even after fully charging your MacBook. But the short-term ding should help slow the battery's natural deterioration and extend its lifespan. Next to the new battery health management, macOS Catalina 10.15.5 includes a new update for Pro Display XDR owners to be able to fine-tune the calibration of the display by adjusting white point and luminance values to match in-house display calibration targets. The update also includes a new option in FaceTime to turn off the user zoom during group FaceTime conferences. Apple introduced this option in iOS last week when we discussed it in Mac Minutes episode 77. Mac Minutes hasn't used FaceTime for its Mac Minutes events for multiple reasons, and this feature corrects just one of them. Scheduling and the requirement of having a sole platform is another. According to the release notes from Apple, there are the bug fixes and other improvements in the update. Included in this update are the security fixes, which I view as the most important ones. Just these alone are a reason to update as soon as possible. Let me outline the other updates included. Fixes an issue that may prevent reminders from sending notification for recurring reminders. Next, addresses an issue that may prevent password entry on the login screen. Also, fixes an issue where system preferences would continue to show a notification badge even after installing an update. Next, resolves an issue where the built-in camera may not be detected when trying to use it after using a video conferencing app. Also, addresses an issue for Mac computers when the Apple T2 security chip, where internal speakers may not appear as a sound output device in sound preferences. Following that, fixes a stability issue with uploading and downloading media files from iCloud Photo Library while your Mac is asleep. Next, resolves a stability issue when transferring large amounts of data to your RAID volumes. And finally, fixes an issue where the reduced motion accessibility preference did not reduce the speed of animations in a FaceTime group call. So let's move into how to install the macOS Catalina 10.15.5. The first thing you should do is back up your Mac. This could come in handy in case you find that the update gives your Mac problems and you need to restore your data. To install the update, you need an internet connection. Click on the Apple menu and select About This Mac. In the Overview section of the window that appears, click on the Software Update button. Your Mac will check for the update, and once it is found, you can proceed. The installation will take several minutes and requires your Mac to restart. I now want to move on to another topic, talking about the Alaskan Apple Users Group, which is referred to as AAUG and is available to Mac Minutes podcast listeners. With the Zoom virtual meetings, we can now have participants from the East Coast to the West Coast. We don't have any international participants yet, and you are certainly welcome. Our first event is a membership meeting on June 10th at 7 to 9 p.m. Alaska time, where there is a formal presentation that's followed with a question and answer period. The topic for this month will be announced at the next Mac Minutes podcast next week. The second is a computers and caffeine meeting, June 27th at 10 a.m. to noon Alaska time, which is a casual setting where participants can bring their computer issues on a first-come, first-served basis. You can stay online as long as you'd like or as little time as you want. The Zoom settings will be posted shortly on the AAUG and Mac Minutes Facebook group websites. If you are a listener who doesn't use Facebook, you can get the Zoom codes by emailing jonkscudder@gmail.com. If you go to the Mac Minutes website at macminutes.blubrry.net, this information is in the podcast summary. The Mac Minutes and AAUG groups would enjoy having you as a participant. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage, again, is located at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter at minutes_Mac and Facebook at Mac Minutes. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes for this week. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook. That's where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and we have other great tech happenings. For Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, and I look forward to seeing you on next week's Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other of your favorite podcatchers. Take care of yourself during the upcoming week, and we'll see you next week on the Mac Minutes Podcast.